T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jason Mackey, Post-Gazette, where's your optimism level right now that there will be baseball?
Maybe about 60%, Joe. I think I'm probably in the Ron camp right now, where I'd like to believe that they'll get something done. I'd like to believe, you know, I don't think that 40, 50, or 60 is realistic, but I'd like to believe they'd get a little higher than that. But at the same time, I look at some of this bickering and the back and forth, and it's troublesome to me. I think we're asking a lot or hoping a lot right now with very little evidence that this stuff has moved forward.
What did you make of this latest? Well, I guess it isn't even a proposal. Another thing the owners have just thrown out there. I mean, there's no, to me, what is the point of playing? You know, you're taking a lot of health risks to play 50 games, 40 games. That makes no sense to me.
I know. And you're not alone, Ron. I know, you know, that's sort of the way the players feel about it as well. Like, why risk an arm injury for a third of your salary? Why risk potentially having a bad year offensively and then having that be used against you in arbitration or make less via free agency? It's just not, you know, that's why I don't think a season of that length is reasonable at all. But there's sort of a guarded optimism in the players' camp that thinks, okay, maybe this means that Major League Baseball and the owners have kind of come around on prorated salaries. I don't know if I believe that, but if you're looking at it logically, I mean, maybe they're a little bit more open to it, and that's what we see. I don't know.
I believe it. At least part of me does. I mean, to me, that was a philosophical shift right there. That was the owners saying, we'll pay you prorated salaries.
Yeah, and I feel like there's been little kernels of that stuff too, Joe, right? Like the last thing with the players proposed on Sunday, they started talking about deferred money. And I think, you know, what they offered isn't what the owners are ultimately going to want, but the fact that they're going down that road, that's a good sign. So if, you know, that's why I kind of get excited and optimistic about it. Like if the owners can give a little bit more on the number of games and the prorated salaries, and maybe the players give a little bit more on deferring it and letting it go another year or two, maybe we have something.
Well, my point about this is it's not just this year that's going to be interesting. What kind of guarantees are the players going to get for next year that there's even going to be any kind of free agency? Because I'm just not sure where that money's going to come from.
I know. And I would be looking at it, and I don't know what Major League Baseball could do to assure the players. It's not like they can say, oh, we're going to, you know, guarantee you that each club will spend $15 million in free agency. I just don't see how that would happen. But what I would look at it from a player's point of view is we want this game to be popular. We want to, you know, put air in the balloon. And the only way to do that is to play and be out there and be interesting and have people watching it and whatever. Like the consequences of not playing are far greater to me than, you know, we can sit here and worry about, oh, how much is going to be made or what's the positives going to be getting back on the field. To me, it makes a lot more sense as far as future economics to get out there right now and be playing.
Jason Mackey on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Let's get to the topic of paying minor leaguers. We've seen the Royals, Twins, other similarly situated clubs in Major League Baseball commit to the whole season. We've seen the A's say, no, we're not going to pay them at all and just get rid of them, basically. The Pirates are in the middle. Why aren't they with the with the Royals and Twins in terms of committing to the whole year, Jason? Should they be?
Yeah, I mean, I think they should be. I think all major league clubs should. And I believe it was Dayton Moore, the GM of the Royals, made a really interesting, profound, accurate statement in saying that these minor leaguers are, you know, sort of the future of baseball. And you can't really, like, pick and choose, you know, which ones of the herd you feel are valuable and which ones you don't. I mean, obviously, they're going to be compensated differently through the draft. But to me, when you pay these guys for the balance of the season, you're showing that that's important. You're showing that you care about them. And, I mean, honestly, like with all of the bad PR the Pirates have taken, this is a really easy, good piece of PR if you just say, hey, we're paying all of these guys. We're investing in the future. And, you know, they're TBD right now for a few reasons. I think one is because they can. You can just sort of read the play a little bit more, buy themselves some time. It's not any sort of negative thing. I mean, they are continuing to pay these guys. And I guess you hope that maybe the economic realities change and you can make a different move. But it is one thing, Joe, that I look at baseball as a whole, and the Pirates aren't the only team guilty of this, where why can't you just pay the guys? You know what I mean? Like, there's so much money tied up in other parts. These guys are making $400 a week. Just pay them.
I know you monitored Travis Williams the other day speaking to a business group. What did you make of what he had to say, and what did you make out of the reaction from his audience?
Yeah, it was an interesting thing, Ron. It was basically like a 140-person Zoom call that was more, you know, they talked a little bit about business and technology, but Travis also was very open and honest about, you know, Major League Baseball and the situation they were talking about. Whether you agree with him or not, he was very optimistic about baseball being played this year, and that seemed to go over very well with the audience. He did mention that, you know, after seeing the stuff that popped up on ESPN last night about the drastically shorter schedule, I thought one of his answers was interesting, where he said, you know, I think we're ultimately going to agree on something that's 82 games or possibly fewer, you know, so he like sort of hinted at that. But another thing I thought was interesting, and this makes me think about Travis's time with the Penguins too, and having spent some time covering him over there, he just talked about the business of baseball, do it, you know, like attracting viewers when games are on TV and there's nobody in the ballpark. Like, we need to make this palatable. We need to worry about advertising dollars and how to make this entertaining and whatever. And I do think that's a good thing for the Pirates, that they have somebody like that who's going to worry about, you know, how to be appealing if that's the way they need to generate money.
Do you think there's any chance they would play a 50 or 60 game season?
None. None.
What's the lowest number you'd go to?
60 bare minimum, but I think it would have to be high. Like, I still really, really, really doubt that. You know, 70? They can get it to 70. I think that might be reasonable. But I think the players, as long as they perceive that the owners have kind of softened on the prorated salaries thing, I think they're going to push for 82. And I think maybe it's there if you can figure out a way to, you know, maybe kick some of the money ahead a year or two.
See, I guess I'm not as optimistic as some people because about the change in philosophy that the owners are willing to pay this. If they would have proposed their deal when they came out and said, we're going to have a 82-game season and we're going to pay the prorated salaries, the players would have jumped on it in a heartbeat, right? So why the change now? For more, you know, for other than a minimal amount of games, am I missing something there?
The only thing I think is you're not missing a ton, Ron. And I think what the issue is here is Major League Baseball's like neurotic negotiating. You know, like they might say, okay, this is a good starting point, but like we don't want to concede that because then the players are going to try to take this in the counter proposal or whatever. So they like, you know, go completely in the other direction and force the players to swing back to basically what it started. You know, it's to me, I mean, assuming this, they get this figured out and we don't just look at an impasse, that would be something completely different. But, like, if this does go through, to me it just speaks of how crazy these negotiations are and probably how they should stay behind closed doors. But, yeah, I mean, certainly the easiest thing would have been to just start here and agree to it, but I don't think they think it can be that easy.
I'm becoming convinced there's going to be a 20-game season and the Pirates are going to win the World Series, Jason.
You might be right, Joe. I mean, and the crazy part, and this is one of the reasons why I, you know, say, like, I don't think there's going to be a 40-game, 50-game, I even worry about 60, is, like, you know, I know some of the concern with the PA is with the bigger market teams. You know, these teams aren't going to agree to something where it puts a team like the Pirates on relatively equal, I mean, you know, not actually equal footing to the Yankees, but like it certainly helps teams that aren't as deep, and it punishes teams that are. I just, you know, in addition to the salary demands, like the baseball aspect of that is so crazy.
Jason, thank you for the time.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.